We're at BWI Marshall, which is one of the staging areas for BGE and the response to the power outages we're expecting from the storm. It's also the staging area for out-of-state crews. BGE's Rachel Lighty joins me now. Rachel, tell me a little bit about the response that BGE will have, especially from the out-of-state crews.
BGE's been monitoring this impending storm, and so we've been ramping up our own crews and, in addition, having conversations with those out-of-state mutual assistance crews. So at this point, we have more than 400 out-of-state mutual assistance personnel that are here in Maryland getting ready to team up with BGE crews tomorrow morning and begin restoring service.
Now, so they're actually here. It's not like you have to wait for them.
We brought those 400 personnel in today, so they've arrived throughout the day today so that they can get prepared and get a good night's rest, and then tomorrow morning they'll go out on the system with our crews. Now, we do have BGE crews that are staged tonight throughout the service area that will be restoring service even while that snow is falling. If we do see some outages, they'll be out there. But these mutual assistance crews will go out as early as 5 a.m. tomorrow morning with our crews.
The mutual assistance crews, where are they coming from?
They're coming from all over. We do have crews from Georgia, Alabama, Louisiana, Tennessee. And we also have crews from our sister company, ComEd, which is based in Chicago. So we have crews from Illinois as well.
So these folks have come a great distance to help out. Now, this is a round-the-clock restoration effort, I mean, I would assume, right?
BGE has staged our crews throughout our service area prior to the storm hitting so that we do have crews out in the communities that we think that may be hit hard by this storm. We'll continue that around the clock, day in and day out, until each and every customer is restored.
Just curious, from the storm last week, it took 5 or 6 days. When were the final outages restored? Was it Saturday when we talked, or was it Sunday when you finally got power back?
BGE had more than 182,000 customers that were affected. The vast majority of customers were restored by Friday. However, we did have some that trickled into the weekend. Those were the customers that really had extensive damage that took quite some time to restore power. So the last customer was restored by Sunday.
Now, you're expecting a repeat of last week?
We're planning for the worst, hoping for the best, but we are planning for more than 100,000 customers to potentially lose power. If we do see that heavy, wet snow, and we do see that sleeting rain and ice, so we are planning for that. We do have more than 1,000 BGE employees that are engaged, plus the 400 out-of-state mutual assistance crews, and we will work around the clock to get customers back in service.
We always ask you about this, the advice for people who may lose power.
The best advice for customers is to always be prepared. So we encourage customers to prepare throughout the entire year, not just when a storm's coming. But because we know the storm is coming, we do encourage customers to prepare in advance. Make sure that you have an emergency kit on hand that includes things like a flashlight, extra batteries, a battery-powered radio, as well as non-perishable food, and 1 gallon of water per person in your family for a minimum of 3 days.
And reporting an outage, tell me a little bit about how to do that.
If you do experience an outage, give us a call. The number is 877-778-2222. You can also log on to BGE.com from a mobile device or phone to report it there as well.
All right. Rachel Lighty at BGE. Thanks. At BWI, Robert Lang, WBAL at WBAL.com.